It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is just a weird story. 900-pound man in Virginia due in court. Oof. Had to face cocaine conspiracy charges. He's 900 pounds.
You think he might be thinner. Jeez.
So a team had to cut the walls of his house to transport him there. Of course, he had some medical issues, so they diverted to a hospital, and the hearing was moved until next week.
So
now they're going to have to go back.
Don't let that happen to me.
This is sad. This is just a sad story that's been happening here in Vegas to a couple of friends of ours, to Adam and Phyllis at Above the Crust. Police in Toronto are looking for a guy who stole a tip jar from a restaurant last week. He was dressed up as the Joker, you know, the Batman's the Joker. And they're still trying to track him down, but he's going to be facing theft charges when they do. Now, this happened to our good friends Adam and Phyllis. They own Above the Crust. Somebody's just walking in and taking the tip jar
at both locations.
That is terrible. A lot of places now will do like a false bottom where you take the jar, but the money stays there. Or they'll just bolt them down, you know, they'll bolt it down, or they just, you can hand them and they'll put them away. That's
so if you go into either location, just, you know what, give them a little bit more.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
It's sad.
People are just, people suck.
Maybe that person, the Joker, they needed it more than the business, clearly.
Maybe the Joker needed it a little bit more, obviously.
Joker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Well, Mike, Nicolina Newcomb, she's out of New Zealand. She gave birth to a 13-pound, 7-ounce baby boy. That was good, you guys. Tobias, little Tobias, she delivered him, get ready, without an epidural.
Shut up!
Well, she
That is one hell of a woman.
Well, she nicknamed him, they should just name him. She nicknamed him Hercules. Yeah, he's twice the size, really, of an average newborn. That, I mean, when they talk about a kid walking out on his own, I mean, he ran out. He started college right after that.
Mom and baby walked home. And,
oh, man, Mom, well, I hope you have a drink after that. Oh, wow, honey. Oh, I'll give you my glass that Morty gave me that holds a whole glass, a whole bottle of wine.
A whole bottle.
Oh, jeez. And, Mike, a man who wishes to remain anonymous, I can see why. He bought a pet tarantula to keep his mother-in-law from coming over.
Oh.
She doesn't like spiders.
No?
So he thought, I got an idea. Yeah, so he bought it, and she says, I can't go over there now. You have a big spider.
Yeah.
Exactly. Perfect. He says, I don't mind my father-in-law. He's okay, but she's basically a pain in the butt. So,
wow.
Yeah, he knows that she can't be in the same house as the tarantula. So, guys, if you got a pain in the butt mother-in-law, then pick up a big furry spider and she might stay away. How you doing? Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Good to see you. If you'd come over, just call next time. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Man, shut up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.